The Bills are back here at St. John Fisher, ready for another training camp and kicking off preparations for the upcoming season. How exciting is it to be back?
It's amazing. Just high expectations for this year, so we're excited to see everybody up close and personal, and the vibe is really good around here, and everybody's excited.
What are you paying attention to most with this training camp? Is there anything in particular that you'll be watching today?
Wide receivers. I'm really interested who is going to be getting reps with who. Which receivers, like Elijah Moore, Curtis Samuel, some of the guys just below the locks on the roster, who's getting those reps?
I know that one thing that they kind of did to get people a little more excited for training camp in the upcoming season is the Bills announced they're bringing back the red helmets. Does that have any significance to you? Does that excite you at all?
Yes, a lot. yeah, I got chills when I saw the tweet come across the timeline yesterday. Very, very excited.
Now, I know that one of the things in particular with this training camp that's a little interesting is NFL Films crews are going to be around filming the team, filming the fans and everything like that. I mean, I don't know if you saw them when you were coming in, but, I mean, does that pique your interest at all that Hard Knocks is following the Bills this year?
Yeah, it should be fun to see. I know that the show is always really well done, and you get a look at some of the characters and personalities on the team. It should be fun to get to know some of them more.
What are you hoping to see from this year's Hard Knocks that maybe you haven't known about the Bills, or you kind of maybe know a little bit, but looking to learn more about this team?
Might be cool to find out about a few of the guys lower on the depth chart that we don't know, some of the personalities that they have. We all know the Trey Whites and the Keon Colemans and their shenanigans, but there's obviously guys down the roster who are similar and see some of that out there.
Do you see this as a potential distraction with this team? Like, I mean, all this attention, all the camera crews around, do you see that as a potential problem for the Bills, or are you confident that, you know, they've been together long enough that they can handle this?
No, it won't be a problem. McDermott and even just the team they've built and the culture, the players know what they're doing. They've dealt with stuff like this before. I don't see it being a problem.
Now, do you like the fact that the Bills are in this national spotlight and getting all this attention? I know that over the years it's kind of picked up a little bit, but before it was maybe a little more reserved, and I think some Bills fans like that reserved nature with this team, but now this team is in the national spotlight. How do you feel about that?
It's fun to have people that maybe don't watch football so much talk, hey, I love Josh Allen, that's fun. Connects with people that might not totally be interested in the Bills before that. Yeah, it's fun to be the underdog and, you know, keep Buffalo a secret thing, but it's fun to have people be like, hey, go Bills. It's fun.
All right, biggest question of them all. How do you think they're going to do this year? What are your predictions?
They're going to do really well. I think their division is in line. They just got to keep doing what they're doing, get a home playoff game, and just keep doing what they do best. And I think they can make a good run.
Very good. Andy, anything else you want to add?
Go Bills.